I think we need to tell Mr. Harper that he needs to bring the troops home from Afghanistan so we don't have any more Canadian families that can tell that same story next month at a meeting. As a woman, as a trade unionist, and as a feminist, I'm very honored tonight to introduce Cindy Sheehan to you. Because many of us in this room, many of us across this country, have been involved in the anti-war movement, I, since my youth. I still like to think I'm young, but unfortunately, we still have wars. But I began my anti-war work in the mid-60s. I used to chuck American soldiers in the back seat of a car and pretend that I was their girlfriend. And it was wonderful. I get to kiss all the way from Grand Forks to Winnipeg and meet a lot of nice people. But there are those of us in the movement who go out with the petitions and door knock and talk to people because we believe it in our heart, we believe it politically. It just becomes a part of who you are. But then there are people that lead. There are, in my view, the Maude Barlows of the world. There are, in my view, many great people. There are people who are prepared, like Rosa Parks did, not to sit at the back of the bus. Cindy Sheehan is one of those people. She lost her son Casey. And the shock and horror elevated her to become a leader of the peace movement in the United States, and I believe in North America and the world. She's an inspiration to those of us who think we need to roll up our sleeves and make demands, both in America, but more importantly for us in this room, to the Canadian government and every single political party that we can get to. And I'd like to recite something that I'm sure Cindy's heard many, many times. And I would urge all of you to go to Gold Star Families for Peace website, because it's a wonderful website. And I want to read a poem that was written by Cindy's daughter, Carly Sheehan. Have you ever heard the sound of a mother screaming for her son? The torrential rains of a mother's weeping will never be done. They call him a hero. You should be glad that he's won. But have you ever heard the sound of a mother screaming for her son? Have you ever heard the sound of a father holding back his cries? He must be brave because his boy died for another man's lies. The only grief he allows himself are long, deep sighs. Have you ever heard the sound of taps played at your brother's grave? They say that he died so that the flag will continue to wave. But I believe he died because they had oil to save. Have you ever heard the sounds of taps played at your brother's grave? Have you ever heard the sound of a nation being rocked to sleep? The leaders want to keep you numb so the pain won't be so deep. But if we, the people, let them continue, another mother will weep. Have you ever heard the sound of a nation being rocked to sleep? Sisters and brothers, please welcome Cindy Sheehan.